Okay, today's shiur, tonight's shiur, we're going to discuss a sugya that comes up related to Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis. This is actually on the Daf. It's not just a sugya related, but it's the Rishonim that discuss the Gemara, and I guess it's in Yonah Dioma, because the next Yontif that's on the horizon in a couple of weeks is Hanukkah, only a month and a half away. We're almost Shloshim Yom Lefnei. We're at a month and a half or so. But tonight we will discuss a sugya that relates on both a halachic level and a hashkafic level to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, it starts off with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis, which you have in source number one. The Gemara says, Bo Aminei Rav Yossi ben Shaul mi Revi. Yossi ben Shaul says, ask Revi. Kalim sheshimshu bohem beis chonyo. Kalim that were used in Beis Chonyo. If you remember, Beis Chonyo, the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Menachos, was a place, a temple set up in Mitzrayim by one of the sons of the Kohen Gadol. And he was jealous because his brother had become the Kohen Gadol. So he went to set up another quote-unquote Beis HaMikdash in Mitzrayim. There is a machlokas tanoim whether that Beis HaMikdash, quote-unquote, Beis Chonyo was made l'shem Shemayim. He really wanted to be makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't be in charge. He was jealous, so he went, but he set it up l'shem Shemayim, or not. Or was it a real house of Avodah Zarah? That's a machlokas. So the Gemara asks here, what if you have kalim, if you have shovels, if you have pitchforks, whatever it is, that were used in Beis Chonyo, could you use them for the Beis HaMikdash? Let's say after the Beis Chonyo was cleaned out, or you want their beautiful kalim that they made there, it's always hard to make, find such kalim, so you want to use it for the Beis HaMikdash? The Kami Boilei, and the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi asked this question, Ali b'tamandamar Beis Chonyo la Beis Avodah Zarah, only according to the opinion that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. If it was actual Avodah Zarah, that would be Tegrovas Avodah Zarah, would be Yasser. But if it's not according to the according to the Manda Amar that it was not real Avodah Zarah, that's the question. Ditznan, because after all, the Mishnah there says, Kohanim sheshimshu beveis chonyo, lo yishamshu bemikdash b'Yerushalayim. The Kohanim themselves that worked in Beis Chonyo were not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. They nitzarach lomo davar acher, surely if they actually worked in a Beis Avodah Zarah. So by the Kohanim, we for sure say no. But why is that? Kohanim hu dekansinhu rabbanan. The Kohanim, maybe it should be limited to, because they have das, mishum de la b'nei danu, so we're konis them. We find them and we say, hey, you worked in that house, I don't care if it wasn't Avodah Zarah. But it still is inappropriate, and therefore we're not going to let you be in the base of Mikdash. Aval kelim lo, but kelim don't have that reason, you're not going to be konis the kelim. O demoloshna. Or do we say no, meaning what? It's a one fell swoop gzera, or, you know, it already has the status of something, even if it wasn't a Beis Avodah Zarah. So that's the question the Gemara says. Kalim and Beis Chonyo, are they included in the Knas or not? If you remember that we discussed on the Daf, those of you who don't listen could look in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis, what about a Kohen Duchening after he was a Mumar? Right, that's this similar case. Tosfos there in Menachos, Tosfos here alludes to it, and that's what a related halacha lemaisa case could be. That's the Gemara's question. Are the kalim that were used in Beis Chonyo able to be used in the Beis HaMikdash? So Amar Leis, a Rebbe answered, Asurim hein, they're asur, meaning we include them in the Knas, even though they don't have Das. Umikra ha'yibi adenu v'shachachnuhu. And there was a pasuk that was the basis for this psak, and I forgot it. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi forgot the pasuk. So the Gemara says, maybe that's in there to teach us that it's okay to forget things sometimes, right? Only if it's as uncommon as in the times of Rabbi. But that's the first stage. Eisvis, the Gemara is a kasha. Pasuk says, "Kol hakelim shehizniyach hamelach achaz b'malchuso b'malo." All the kelim that achaz hamelach, one of the wicked kings that all served Avodah Zarah, all the kelim that he was mazniach, that he used b'malo in his rebellion against God, heichanu v'ikdashnu. When his son became king and they were trying to do tshuva, so they prepared and they sanctified. So what does that pasuk mean? Asked the Gemara. My lot, doesn't that mean they prepared them to use them again? Heichenu dat balinu. They prepared them and they dumped them in a mikvah to get the tumah off. Hikdashdu daktashninu. They sanctified it. Rashi says with the Shemana Mishcha again. They reanointed it. Meaning, kalim that were actually used for Avodah Zarah, they were able to reuse. So you see from there that you don't have such a knas. Why? Because there too. Could Achaz really use it for Avodah Zarah? No. Eidah the Moser, Davrashina Shalom. Kalim aren't his. You can't use for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, but we see, shouldn't there be a Knas? We see there is no Knas. So too in Beis Chonyo, shouldn't be a difference. So Amalei Rebbe answers him, Baruch Atah L'Shamayim, blessed are you, Shechzart L'Yavidasi, thank you for reminding me of the Pasuk, but I darshan the exact opposite from the Pasuk. Heichanu Sheganaznum, we prepared them by hiding them. Vehigdashnu Shechdashnu Acherim Tachteyim. What do you mean we sanctify them? We sanctify them by getting others in their stead. But we didn't use them. Okay, so we tried to ask Akasha, and it was answered. The next few lines, though, are the key to our shir tonight. Let's try to bring a proof. A proof that what? That once something is stigmatized as being used in an inappropriate way, even if it's not really Avodah Zarah, it cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's try to prove that. From the Mishnah in Meseches Midos, says the Mishnah, I gave you the whole Mishnah in source number 3, the Mishnah in Midos. But here we go, Levi Messiah, says the Gemara, Mizrachas Sfonis, there was an area called the Beis HaMokad, an area on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and in it, it had 4 offices, 4 cubicles. And in each cubicle, they kept things. So in one of those corners, Mizrachas Sfonis, on the northeast one, Ba Gonzu Beis Hashmonai, as Avnei HaMizbeach. The Chashmonaim, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, the stones of the Mizbeach could not be used. That's where they hid the stones of the Mizbeach, Sheshitsu Anshe Yavan, that the Anshe Yavan were Meshakets, like the Greeks were made disgusting. They were Meshakets it. The Yama Rav Sheish says, what does that mean they were disgusting? With the Sheshitsu Lavaras Kochavim. It means they used it for Avodah Zarah. They used the stones, maybe they bowed down to the Mizbeach, or they took the stones and they bowed down to the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, look, could the Greeks really answer it? Ain't the most of the Shalom. The Greeks can't answer it, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. If a guy comes over to my object and bows down to it, it's not Nassar. So here too, how they answer it? It must be that there was a Knas, that once it was in the Parsha, it was related to Avodah Zarah somehow, can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though they didn't really have power to do it. Raya to Rebbe, that it's Asar anyway. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar of Papa, Hasam, Kra Ashkech Vidarish. There's a special pasuk. There's a special pasuk that they knew from Yechezkel. Special pasuk that's the source that there's a special case. They really had the power to aser it. Even though normally you would say, Eina the most Darish and Shalom, but there in that case they had the power. Dechsiv, because Yechezkel prophesied, Uva Uba Pritzim Mechilaluha. Pritzim would come and desecrate the Beis HaMikdash. So Yechezkel was already prophesizing about it, and it says that they desecrated it. They accomplished. Right? If they wouldn't accomplish anything, it wouldn't be a desecration. So it must be they were able to desecrate it, and that's why there's no riot to Rebbe. In general, who knows about Beis Chanya? Who knows if we would be kones in a case where it really wasn't effective? But here it was effective, because the Pasuk Uvav HaPritza V'Chalaluha. And the Gemara says, what else were they supposed to do with it? They couldn't break the stones, they couldn't shave the stones, they couldn't use it themselves. The Gemara continues. The question for tonight, though, is, we're just going to figure out what one line of a Gemara means. Uvav HaPritza V'Chalaluha, that Pasuk. So therefore, it became usher. Bizman HaYavanim, the Beis HaMikdash, parts of the Beis HaMikdash was ne'esar through their actions, and therefore they had to be mishakis, they had to put away the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mizbeach, they had to use different stones. How exactly did that work? What's the lumdus? How did they actually answer? What is the pasuk being megala? So, 3 ideas in the Rishonim. Right here, the Rishonim try to figure this out. What is the chiddush of this pasuk? And that's all we're going to do tonight. Right? A short little discussion of how to understand one piece of Gemara. So, first we go to Rashi. Each of the Shittos is mechudash in their own right. Each has a chiddush, but once they say their chiddush, then the rest is explainable. But they each have a chiddush. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, I gave it to you in source number 2. Dechsev uvav v'aprisa mechilaluha. Rashi says on the first white line, Mikivan shenichnesu ovdei kochavim lehechal. At the moment that the Ovdei Kochavim, that the Greeks went into the Heichal, Yatsu Kelav Lechulin. All of a sudden, the Kelim lost their sanctity. They're Chulin. The Kima Denafki Lechulin, and the second that they became Chulin, Kaninhu Behefkera. Once they were Chulin, so they were ownerless. And therefore, the Greeks that came in were Konit. by coming in, and they looked at it, and they were picked them up. V'havilu didu, and it's theirs. U'kishen ishtam shubohem abaruz kochavim nasru. Says Rashi, the halacha that's taught from this pasuk is simple. It's not mechudish. You know what mechudish is? What's mechudish? The historical event is mechudish. Once that event occurred, so then memela, the halacha, what's the halacha? The gayim, it was their kalim, and they answered it. That's not mechudish. What's the chidish? The second that they came in, that the kalim lost their kedusha, lost the ownership, the bialus of hektish, and therefore, they became hefker. That's Rashi. Why would Rashi say such a thing? What do you see from Rashi? Why would it be that the second that the Yavanim come into the Beis HaMikdash, all the Kalim lose their Kedusha? It all becomes Chulin? So what do you see from Rashi? How does the Beis HaMikdash become Kadosh? What is the definition of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash? With all of its, everything that's enveloped by that idea, Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash?
The entry of a
guy is mafkia, meaning what's the definition of it? The definition is the Shechina, and the Shechina requires authority and control of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has to be in control of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the full Kedusha. The second that Am Yisrael is not in control, meaning the Umos HaOlam come in, the second that happens, boom, the definition of Beis HaMikdash is lost. Memela, there's no more hektish, there's no more, everything becomes chulin. Obviously, there's always, as we know, there's a certain kedushas mikdash that's always there because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence rested there. But the full definition of mikdash, you see from the Rashi, is when Jews are in control with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides his presence fully. The second that the Umos HaOlam come in, boom, the definition is lost. And therefore the kelim become chulin. Maybe a hint to this, again, it's not a raya, but maybe a hint to this is in an Agadata at the end of Tainus. The Gemara says at the end of Tainus, some of you might remember this, might be familiar with this, Tanu Rabbanan, Daf Chaf Tes Amid Aleph. Right, third to last daf, it's not on the page. I just thought of it today. Right, Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Mishachkarav HaBayis Barishona, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nizkabtsu Kitos Kitos Shapirfei Kahuna. Groups of Kohanim got together. Umaftechos ha-hechol biyadan. The keys of the hechol were in their hands. Va'alu lagaga hechol. And what they do, they went up to the roof. V'yamru lefanav. Ribono shel olam. Ho'o v'lo zachinu lios gizbarin ne'emanin. Says, we haven't been good gabbais. Umaftechos mesiros lecha. We're giving the keys back to you. V'zarkum klape mala. They threw the keys up. V'yatzasa ke'in pisas yad. An image of a hand came out. The kibaltan mehem, and accepted the keys. Ve'im kaslu v'naslu tocha'or, then they jumped into the fire. How could they do that? Question. Va'alein konin yishayo, and yishayo says Akina about them. That's the Gemara. What does that mean? There were actual keys? Does it mean keys? It actually means keys. God doesn't have a hand to catch the keys. So what does that mean? As the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they threw the keys up. What does that mean? Maybe it means this idea. That they are, the second that the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed, and Klal Yisrael is going to be nigla and exiled from the Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash it loses its definition. So they throw the keys up. It doesn't have to mean literally. It could just mean they have now relinquished authority. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the keys back. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Maybe this Gemara could fit in a little bit on a halachic level to this Gemara, that once the control is lost, memela, the definition of Beis HaMikdash is lost as well, and the kelim become chulin, and then the Ovdei Kochavim could come and be zoche, and then aser it. That is Shitas Rashi. The other two opinions, though, are the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Says the Baal HaMor. Source number four. I don't know if the Baal HaMor wrote this small, but we'll read it. Says the Baal HaMor, he quotes the whole Gemara in source number four. This is on that daf, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Amar Rav Papa, he quotes the Gemara. Uvav Apritzim Bechilaluha. Let's read it. He says it even without making a whole exclamation point about it. If you look on in the about the 10th line down, it says V'ikashalacha. V'ikashalacha. It's about five lines up from the bottom, in the middle of the line. V'ikashalacha, Maishna Avni Mizbeach. Why did the Avni Mizbeach, the Nafgalulu Chulin, the Avni Mizbeach, we learn that from this pasuk before we read the next words, they went out to Chulin. But what do we have a few lines up in the Gemara? What happened by which king was it? Right? Achaz, what we learned from there, he didn't have the authority. He didn't have the authorities, so they were able to use his kalim again. Possibly. Until Rebbe said, no, they put them away. They put them away. But would there be a difference? Should there be a difference from between the fact that those kalim weren't able to be answered in Amot HaDavashin HaShalom and here the Avni Mizbeach? So let's read. That's his question. But let's see what he says, Derech Agav, in the question. Maishna Avni Mizbeach Tanachlu L'chulin. Al Yedei Pritze Yisrael. Whoa. Says the Balamar, you know what Uvova Pritze V'chalua means? The Misyavnim. Not the Yavanim. The Jews. Jews have the power to be motzi something lechulin. There's an issur daraisa of mi'ila. If I use something of the Beis HaMikdash, most items used in the Beis HaMikdash, if I use it, I violate an issur daraisa of mi'ila, and the halacha is the item becomes chulin. That's the halacha of mi'ila. So says the Baal Hamor, the pshat of uvav pritzav chalua means the yemisyavnim were the ones that asered. We ourselves hurt ourselves. So he asks, what's the difference? Why the Avnim is Be'ach, they had to hide away? Because they went to Chulon Adei Pritzei Yisrael. The Kelim Dachat, don't have to go to Chulon Adei Yisrael. The B'nei Me'ila Ninu. So why did the Kelim in the time of Achaz go out to Chulon? Right, they're also B'nei Me'ila. Achaz did it to Jews. Answers the Baal Hamor, Klishares Shaini. The Gemara says a Kiddushin. Klishares is different. Why? Kiyahi ditznan. There's a special exception to the rule. Even though usually if I use something of the Beis HaMikdash, if I use an animal, if I use a carbon and I violate mi'ila, the animal becomes chulin. When it comes to if I use a spoon, let's say I use a spoon of the Beis HaMikdash to eat cereal with in the morning. So after I do that, I violate nisa deraisa mi'ila, but the spoon is still kodesh. That's the chiddush, that's the rule of ein moel achar moel. You can never violate mi'ila twice. Boom, akdashim, elo, behem of a klishar, I didn't give a good example before. Behem is also an exception of a klisharis. These two, everything else of the Beis HaMikdash, goes out l'chulin. If I found money of the Beis HaMikdash, if I use it, it's yose l'chulin. But animals of klisharis are exceptions. So that's why Avni Mizbeach are different. Fine. But that's the Baal Hamor. But what do you get out of the Baal Hamor, Derech Agav? That the Pshat, how was this Asered? It wasn't a Chiddush that the second the Jews left, it became Chulin like Rashi and the Goyim came in and Asered it. No. The Jews themselves Asered it. That's what he repeats on the bottom line as well. V'darshu sh'al yidei pritza Yisrael yatsa l'chulin. V'chsev uvav ar pritza mechalelua kach kibalnu pirusha me'rabu seinu. This is what the Baal Hamor says. This is not only the shita of the Baal Hamor, this must have been a common idea in Provençal circles, because the Meiri quotes the same idea. The Meiri in source number 6 on the next page, on that Gemara, also says, next page on the top, Nahugu Bahem, and they don't make a big deal about it, like they're saying a Chiddush. They just quote this as part of the Gemara. Nahugu Bahem Pritzei Yisrael, Shehem B'nei Me'ila, Uvo Goyim Va'ansu Miyadam. The Jews took it, they obeyed Me'ila, so it was Chulin in the hands of the Jews, and then the Goyim came and answered it by doing Avodah Zarah to it. Va'ansu Miyadam, B'shiksum Avodah Zarah, Im Klishares Heim, Lo Nesrim and Adin, Klishares, but the Avnei Kesef, the sixth line, second word, Habashar Dvarim HaKadoshim, we're going to Avnei Mizbeach, V'Kesef Azov HaYotzimahem, Mikiva Chinogu Ben Pritzei Yisrael, V'Nischaivu Nenu, V'Nischaivu Karben Me'ila, Yatzu L'Chulin. And once they came Bechim Chulin, it was owned by them, and then the Yavanim could come and Aser it. So that is the Shita of the Baal Hamor, that is the Shita of the Me'iri. Who else might hold of this opinion? Whom else might hold of it? Suggests Rav Sternbach, the Rambam. Well, where does the Rambam talk about it? The Rambam writes the whole story of Chanukah, the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, not for now, but why did the Rambam only writes history in a couple of places in Mishneh Torah? One of them in Hilchos Chanukah. Another one is in the sixth parsha. Right, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah writes the whole story of Avraham and his religious parade. Right, that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Akum. But so he doesn't write there what happened. Say, where do you know it from the Rambam? So if you look in Rav Sternbach in source number 7, Rav Sternbach suggests the Rambam leaves out this entire sugya. Uvava prisa mechilalua. The Rambam doesn't quote it. Ulanias daiti nireh, says Rav Sternbach. Shezeu shita Rambam behilchosav. This is the shita of the Rambam. Shehishmit lagamrei dinu vaprizav v'chilalua. He left it all out. He left it out. V'tzarachi and hechishmit haidina. How could he leave it out? It's a special din Torah. Leave it out. He said, no, no. If you hold like the Balamar, like the Meiri, there's no chiddush here. It was Jews. It's a regular din of Milah, so he's not going to quote it because it's a regular din. Rak nira disfir le karaza shelachulin chulin yotzi midin Milah ba'alma. It went to chulin umayi rak kedushas damim alayde Yisrael shebazem mol v'shapi yozel chulin. And therefore, there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush. And skip down to line 11. The ikar chiddush hakar la Rambam. What's the problem then, according to the shita? According to the shita, it fits in beautifully. There's no problematic process going on. Here's the regular process. The question is, though, what's the pasuk be mechadish? The Gemara says, we learn a new din from this pasuk. Uvoa piece of chilalua. What's the new din then? Right? It's a regular din. So the chiddush of the pasuk is the history. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. It's not the halacha. It's the history. The ikar chiddush akra laharambam rak remez sheyatza lechulin v'lo miskadish bebalidei Yisrael laramein tzarach lahavi belchosav shekvar yatza lechulin. But that is all idea number two. How did it, what is the pshat of Vav per Pesach Chalalua? What do we celebrate? All this is important for what do we celebrate on Hanukkah? We're celebrating getting the Kedusha back because it was lost when the Misyavdim themselves caused it. Ironically. Uvav per Pesach Chalalua. Finally, the third idea. First, even before we get to the third idea, the Ramban asks six kashas on the Balamor. Six kashas on the Balamor. Let's list them because we're going to go through some of them to try to answer. The Bilchamas right there in source number 5, I wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 next to them. So you see the questions. I didn't finish writing 4, 5, 6, but they're in the continuation. But I'll go through the questions. If it's a little small, I'll read it out loud. It didn't come out so well on the copy evener. Number 1, says the Balham, what was the Balamar Shita? The Balamar said the Avdi Mizbeach lost their Kedusha. And it's not like Kli Shares, because Kli Shares ain't Moel Acher Moel. Ask the Bala Ramban on the second line, Avdi Mizbeach Nami lo nafki lechulin. The Kedusha Zagufnin hu. Lochain kol she'en lo pidyon yish be Moel Acher Moel. Ve'en lecha Kli Shares godol me Avdi Mizbeach. Question 1. What did the Balamar say? That the Avdi Mizbeach went out to chulin because they're not Kli Shares, but Kli Shares does? Avdi Mizbeach are Kli Shares. What's a Kli Shares? It has inherent Kedusha? So Avdi Mizbeach, there's no greater Kli than the Mizbeach. So of course they should also not be able to go out to Chulin. What's he talking about? How could it be? He's being Mechabdin, Avdi Mizbeach and Kli Shares. Avdi Mizbeach are Kli Shares. Question 1. Question 2, he says on line 5, V'tanya nami hachi, b'migmeseches Megillah, b'tosefta, Avni Hechal, V'yazaros shenifgamu v'shenigmamu ein lahem pidyon v'tuna geniza. It says that the stones of the heichal and the azara have to be put aside, have to be nignas. Says the Melchamos, if the stones of the outer walls, something happens to them, they have to be nignas, then surely the stones of the Mizbeach themselves can never lose their kedusha, and it must be, they have to be Nignas. Says the Ramban, Mitakatani Ein Lahem Pidyon Shma Minav. I'm sorry, not Nignas. Ein Lahem Pidyon. It says in the Tosefta that the stones of the Heichal and the Azaros could never have any redemption. So Tuna Geniza, and they have to be buried. Mitakatani Ein Lahem Pidyon Shma Minav Klishas Aguftinu. V'kolshekin Avni Mizbeach. Tahainu Klisharis Mamish. If the outer walls of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be go out Lechulin, so surely you should say the Mizbeach itself cannot go out Lechulin. It's an even higher Kedusha. So again, what's the Balamar talking about? The stones of the... This is, according to the Balamar, it's regular Me'ilah. Says the Ramban, it can't be. Number 1, it should never... Avni Mizbeach are Kli Shares. The rule of Ein Moach HaMoel, Ella, Bebehem of Kli Shares Bovat, should apply to it. Number 2, if the stones of the Heichal never could go out of their Kedusha, so surely the stones of the Mizbeach, which is in the Heichal, it's even more holy. Number 2. Number 3... He asks, I'm not going to go through every question. He asks, what's the chiddush of the pasuk? It's hard for me to believe, says the Ramban, that history is the chiddush of the pasuk. It sounds like there's a special din that is being taught to us here. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Continuing towards the bottom, he says, Vahatama, third line up from the bottom. Minayin lo lebala marzal, shenishtamshu behen ba'atzmam. Shani omer, ivdom, belo nishtamshu behen. Ve'elo nishtamshu behen la'atzmam, lo yasu kach l'chulin.
Says the Bible, where does it say in the Pasuk that they were Jews, they're doing it? Doesn't sound that way. Uvova pritzim? The chilalua, it sounds like the people who came in were machalal it. And the same people did it. It wasn't two steps that the Jews used it, and therefore they took it out l'chulin, and others were did avodah zarah. And finally, the last question he asked, the second to last line, just to say it outside. Usually we say the principle of hektish b'mezid eino mischalel. Machlokas tanoim, but many tanoim hold that hektish only goes l'chulin if it was b'shogeg, not b'mezid. B'mezid is chotei niskar. So therefore, this was mezid. So many, many reasons. If you want to put all the questions in one root question, the Ramban says this can't be regular me'ilah. It doesn't fit into the regular rules of me'ilah. And therefore, it is a klisha reis. It should be a surely klisha reis. And the pasuk doesn't say it. And hektish b'mezid is not mischalel. So that is why the Ramban says it was the Greeks. It was the Goyim. Not like Rashi, that the Jews made it hefker first by the Goyim got it because the Jews left, then it was chulin. And not like the Baal Amar, but it's like Gzeiras HaKasev. Gzeiras HaKasev, that at this time in history, Yechezkel said that the Greeks were going to have the power to aser dover she'enu shelahem, even though they were not b'nei mi'ila, even though there's no mi'ila b'karka, even though it's a rule breaker of mi'ila, this was Gzeiras HaKasev. And therefore, says the Ramban, that is the pshat of the pasuk, right? And that's what he said in the last lines, or earlier, really. He says it was really the non-Jews. The Ravid in the Kasev Sham. Kasev Sham is a separate sefer, written by the Ravid, called the Kasev Sham. Why is it called the Kasev Sham? Because that's a whole sefer where he argues with, quotes Baal Amaras and he argues with them. Quotes Baal Amaras and argues with them. So he starts with every paragraph. Kasev Sham, the Baal Amaras wrote there, and he quotes the Baal Amaras, and then he argues with him. See, in the Kasev Sham, in Surah number 8, he says the same thing. Same thing as the Ramban. Zuha Kush, he says in Surah number 8, thank you. Amar Avram, Zuha Kushi v'tirut se'enam, ki ein kan chazaka to goyim b'shal Yisrael klau, shalom niskanu l'zakos b'hem, l'lomachem l'livnos b'hem, skip a couple of lines. Hatorah nitna lahem koach l'goyim. L'chal kedush asam. Special din here. Ki'ilu heim b'nei mi'ila. That's it. Aval Yisrael l'nasam koach l'chal b'heim b'klisharis. You know why they were able to do something that had the status of klisharis here? Because it was goyim. It was a special din. It was a gzeiras hakasev. It was a rule breaker. That's the Ramban. Let's just finish off this discussion with a little defense of the Baal Amar. Right, the Ramban titled his sefer Melchamas Hashem. He was fighting the wars of the Lord in order to defend the Rif from the attacks of the Baal Amar. So let us now, for the next few minutes, just do a little Melchamas Hashem, fight the wars of the Lord, defend the Baal Amar against the attacks of the Ramban. So a couple of the questions aren't so muchrach, so therefore they're simple, towards the end. Doesn't say it anywhere in the pasuk. Okay, so you know it doesn't say it in the pasuk, but that is the truth. But there are other couple of more lumdish questions that we could deal with, and that is, what was his first question or two? Avni mizbeach are klisharis, and therefore, just like a klisharis can never leave, so to an Avni Mizbeach, the Kedusha can never leave. So how could you, Baal Amar, say that these stones lost their Kedusha by a regular, normal Me'ilah case by Jews, because they violated, they used it, they violated Me'ilah, but what do you mean? This is an example of a klisharis. So how would we answer that question? So maybe one could suggest one of two answers. One is specifically to Avni Mizbeach. Is it for sure vada that we have to say that the mizbeach is just like every other kli in the Beis Hamikdash? It could be, and this is highlighted by the Rambam and the Ravid in source number 9, where the Rambam counts that the mitzvah daraisa to build a Beis Hamikdash, and the Ravid says he should have counted another mitzvah, separate mitzvah, to build a mizbeach. The Ravid says, why doesn't he have the mitzvah about building a mizbeach? Okay. We're not going to get into what the lumdus is behind that machlokas, but what do you see from there? It could be the mizbeach is a separate idea. It's a separate unit. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this Rambam Ravid discussing is the Mizbeach Ma'akev in the Beis HaMikdash. Other Kelim might not be Ma'akev, the Mizbeach might be Ma'akev, because it might have a unique status among Kelim. So it could be, one answer is that don't compare Avnei Mizbeach to other Kli Sharis. It could be there's a special status, like that Ravid, like this discussion of the Minchas Chenech. A. Or, another possibility, a simpler answer might be, are we talking about the Mizbeach here? We're talking about Avnei Mizbeach. So maybe one could suggest that it's not a Mizbeach anymore. Right, there's no source for this. You could just write this after source number 10. Maybe you're right. The Mizbeach itself has the status of a Kli Sharis. But here we're not talking about Mizbeach anymore. We're talking about Avnei Mizbeach. Avnei Mizbeach, maybe that's not Kli Sharis anymore. And that can be Yotzi L'chulin. Once they take it apart, in Memela, the Metzius is, it's not a Kli anymore. So maybe one of those two answers can answer that question of the first question that the Rabbani asked on the Balamar. Again, aren't Avnei Mizbeach Kli Sharis also? So two answers. Either no, Mizbeach is unique, or we're not even talking about the Mizbeach anymore, we're talking about Avnei Mizbeach. Number one. Number two, what was the second question of the Ramban? The Ramban quoted the Tosefta in Maseches Megillah, where the Tosefta said, the stones of the Heichal, the stones of the outer wall, have to be buried, can never be redeemed. So surely, Avnei Mizbeach, it has an even higher Kedusha. So maybe one could suggest an answer based on the words of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Gilyoni Ashas over there in Avodah Zarah, source number 11, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Tashbetz. The Tashbetz says, based on our Gemara, what happens if Akum go into a shul? Is the Kedusha of the shul lost? Rachmana Litzlan, if a shul is ransacked, does it still have the status of a shul? Let's say a shul is ransacked, and then you decide, you know what, maybe this is not the best place to have the shul. You want to move it. You're allowed to sell it. There are halachas selling a shul. Does it lose its status of a shul? Says the Tashbetz, you know what you see from this Gemara? It surely loses its status. If Goyim go into the Beis HaMikdash, the status is lost. Surely a shul, which has lower Kedusha, it's only a Mikdash Ma'at, surely the Kedusha would be lost. And it doesn't have the Kedusha anymore. That's what the Tashbetz says quoted here. Says of Yosef Engel, I think possibly you could say just the opposite. Maybe, as the saying goes, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Maybe just the opposite. Because the Beis HaMikdash has such high Kedusha, that is why the second that it's Nifgam, it's stained, so then it loses its, it looks ruined. Right? If you have a dirty shirt and you get a little ketchup on it, okay, it doesn't look so bad. If you have a perfectly wonderful clean shirt, you get a little spot on it, it looks terrible. So says the Rebbe Yosef Engel, Yei Shlomar, Da Adarabba, Hi Anosenes, it's just the opposite. Da Beis HaMikdash, Hoel V'Gavoa Kedushaso, Tvei Yoser B'Kalu Mischalo. It's easier Mechulo, because it is on a higher level. A shul is on a lower level, and therefore, it doesn't lose its Kedusha as easily. So maybe that could be a defense of the Balamar. What the Ramban asked on the Balamar? Hey, if the Avnei Heichal they have to be buried, Ein Lohem Pidyon, so surely Avnei Mizbeach, maybe not. Maybe Avnei Mizbeach, because they have a higher level of Kedusha, so maybe that's why they could be Yotzei L'chulin easily. There is another place where we see this idea as well. The higher Kedusha can be broken easily. It's kind of like the mashal I think I've given in the past, and that is if you have a small balloon, so then you pop it, okay, it makes a little pop. If you have a bigger, huge balloon, if you pop it, boom! Makes a much larger sound, a much bigger explosion. So that's the same thing as the same here. The Beis HaMikdash, because it has higher Kedusha, it could lose that Kedusha easier. Where do you see this? The Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas B'Shalach, on the Pasuk Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavram Zukhanisa, beautiful Yesodistik of Meshech Chachma in Source 13. Meshech Chachma discusses there sugya that comes up in a few places in Shas, and that is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael happened twice. One time when Yeshua ben Nun went in, and one time when Ezra HaSofer reconquered. So we know Yeshua ben Nun was through kibush. It was through conquering. He conquered the 31 kings. While Ezra HaSofer was through what's called chazak, a settlement. There was no war. Jews came back and settled the land. And many assume machlokas in the Tanaim, in the Amoraim, in the Rishonim, many assume that Kedusha Rishona, Kitshala Shaita, Vilo Kitshala Silava. Kibush, the first Kedusha, it lost its Kedusha. The Kedusha that we have as Manazeh in Eretz Yisrael is Kitshala Shaita, is based on Ezra. Because Kitshala Shaita, the Kitsha Shnia was Kitshala Silava, but that was only because Ezra did it through Chazakah, through settlement. Most Mefarshim, most Achronim explain that phenomenon as follows. The second type of Kedush, of Hakdasha, is a greater type of Hakdasha, a higher level. Chazak is greater than Kibush, for whatever reason, and therefore it's everlasting, unlike Kibush. That's how most Achronim explain, without getting into why that is. The Meshech Chachma suggests the opposite. Just the opposite, that dafka, because the first Hakdasha was greater, that's why it was not everlasting. And he learns it from a Gemara in Bechoros. The Gemara says in Bechoros, you have it on line 5 in the Meshech Chachma, Leviya shenevelas nebilas nus. If a Leviya, a Bas Levi, who's able to eat Maiser Rishon, if she is nevelas lebias nus, noson lamin a Maiser v'ochala, she can still eat Maiser. The Kohenes, kiva de Ivala, havala kizara. But a Bas Kohen who eats Truma, once she's nevelas lebias nus, she cannot even eat what a Leviya eats. She's like a Zara. Ask the Meshech Chachma. The Afilu Kedushas Leviya Pakimina. She skips two steps. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why is that? What's the problem? A Kohenah of a Leviya, who's Nevelas Leviyas Nus, nothing happens to her. A Kohenes, she's on a higher level of Kedusha. So why should she lose everything? Says the Meshech Chachma, it's Gufa our point. The higher the Kedusha is, the greater the fall could be. And that's why he says where it's underlined, V'nimsa, the Kibush Eretz Yisrael Haya Yideh Ha'aron. The first Hakdasha with through Yoshua was with the Aron. Kain Beis HaMikdash Haya Yideh Gili Shechina. The Gili Shechina and the five things that existed in Bayis Rishon and in Bayis Sheni. Lachem Ki Chatzi Yisrael Paka Kedushasam Legamrei. Vave Ki'ilu Lo Nichbashu. Once that was lost, it was like a greater, more fragile balloon, and it smashed. Aval Bayis Sheni Shelo Haya Kibush Ayde Aron Shelo Haya Aron Beis Hamikdash Lo Haya Shechina Kamo Shamar Chamisha Dvarim, as it says in Yuma Im Kein Lo Avia Kedusha Baromayla Ad Kilo Tifka Miyashimamon Vachorban, and therefore it lasts. The second Beis Hamikdash was like a Leviya, that after she develops the Bilas Nus, she does not lose her level. And he ends off Vido Ketev, and know this. But this is a possible defense of the Baal Hamar. Because even if you want to say the stones of the Heichal cannot be redeemed, they cannot lose their Kedusha, maybe the stones of the Mizbeach can lose their Kedusha. So far, let's just keep in mind. What do we have so far? Just 5 more minutes. What do we have so far? We had three shittas in the Rishonim. What is the pshat of the line, Uvova Pritzim V'chileluha? Rashi says it means the second that the Goyim went into the Beis HaMikdash, everything was Yotzei L'chulin, and therefore they were able to be Zocha it and Aser it. With their Avodah Zarah. The Baal Hamar says no. Baal Hamar says it was the Jews themselves that did it. The Jews themselves, once they used it, they violated the Isra of Me'ilah, and therefore the Avodah Mizbeach went out to Hulin, and therefore, then it was Aser, because it didn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. The Ramban asked 6 questions on the Baal Hamar, and therefore said no, it was really the Goyim, it's Gzeiras HaKasav, that they were able to do it. But some of the questions we are trying to answer. One of the questions was, question number one was, isn't Mizbeach an example of Kli Sharis? And therefore it should never go out Lechulin even through Me'ilah? So we said, maybe the Mizbeach is different, or maybe it's not Mizbeach anymore. Maybe now it's Avnei Mizbeach. That was question one, answered. Question two was, if the Tosefta Megillah says the Avanim of the Heichal can never go out to Chulin, surely the Avanim of the Mizbeach has higher Kedusha. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, says the Meshech Chachma, the Svarah, maybe not. The higher the Kedusha, possibly, the reason it can't go out L'chulin. Maybe that's what the Baal Hamar holds. That was the answer to number two. Then we quote one of the other questions that he asked. What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? If it's Prisa Yisrael, okay, so we said it's a historical Chiddush. Number four, it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that it was Jews. Okay, not such a strong question either. There was one other question that I did not mention, and that I'll mention now. And that is, according to the Baal Hamar, it's a regular Din Me'ilah, but the whole Beis HaMikdash was Nischalel. So how can you say it's a regular Din Me'ilah? That's what the Ramban said. I don't know if I have time to read it, but the Ramban said on line 8 in the Ramban, the whole Beis HaMikdash was Nischalel. So how can you say it's a regular din me'ila here? You have to say it's a special gzeiras hakasif. Suggest, though, the Ar Sameach in Source 14, maybe that gufa answers all the questions on the Ramban, on the Baal Amor. The Ramban's kasha on him really answers. The Ramban asks the questions of, this breaks the regular rules of me'ila. Not b'mezid, and it's klisharis, etc. Says the Ar Sameach, the same Meshech Chachma, says the Ar Sameach, that maybe dafka, because the entire Beis HaMikdash was mischalel, maybe that's why there aren't regular rules and regulations of Me'ila. Right, so you're right. It was bemezid, and it's even klisharis. Right, all the rules. So use that question of the Ramban to answer up for the Baal Amor. Okay, so these were just some suggestions how to answer up for the Baal Amor. Just one final note on a hashkafic level. What would we do the past half hour just trying to understand one line of a Pshat Gemara? One line in the Gemara. So just to end off with the Kaftar of Aferach. The Kaftar of Aferach, one of the Rishonim, writes an obvious point, just reading the Torah. It's an obvious point, but it relates also to this week's Parsha, that the significance of Eretz Yisrael did not start when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Bechiras Eretz Yisrael started in this week's Parsha. It started with Avram Avinu. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, says the Kaftar of Aferach on the back page. I give it to you from the quoted in Rav Sternbach. Shekdushas Ha'aretz Umalo Seha. Eina Mipnei Sheniskatcha Bimei Yoshua O Yo Ezra Lechud. Rak Mehavtacha La'Avram Avinu. Ha'aretz Hanefcheres Bimalo Seha Miyuchedes. V'lachein Bebitok Lusha Rishon Lefnei She'Ezra Kidesh. Lormina Sheha'avos Ha'yukfur Mazva Chutz La'aretz. Well, once Yeshua left and lo kitchel asa lavo, now we say the avos are buried in Chutz La'aretz, chas v'shalom. Chevron never lost his kedusha. Yerushalayim never lost his kedusha. Eretz Yisrael. V'chein rachel imeinu v'yosef atzadik. No. Havadi ha'aretz b'mal asa v'resh HaKadosh Baruch Hu kitcha b'avtachaso. The second HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it, l'zarecha etzneno. Or even before that, b'reshis. Right? B'shvil reshis, b'shvil Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Yeshua ve'Ezra. Okay, that's for certain mitzvahs that tuliyas ba'aretz. Aval ikar malas aretz l'kuli alma l'netzach. Shel kuli alma ponen onu mikol kitzvei ha'olam einenu. B'shas mespalam, we daven there always. We daven there all the way in the past and all the way in the future. And therefore, it doesn't have to do specifically with any event that took place. And that's what we know, right? Even though this whole discussion that we had has to do with the Kedusha, was there, how it was lost, the ultimate Kedusha of this land and the Bechira quality and the Segula quality of this land, that is something that lasts forever. And we should be zochet to get full Kedusha and full appreciation of this land, the Me'er of Yameinu, very soon. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'er Hashem, tomorrow night is the Parsha Shir.